Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, when you've caused Americans to have to pay $1,069 extra a month than they did for, you know, before you took office for basic living expenses, $1,069. I found the statistic from Moody's Analytics and Mark Zandi. Again, mainstream source, Moody's Analytics, not exactly a wild far right operation. $1,069 extra a month cost of inflation. That is bone crushing.
That's another part-time job.
It really is. And a third of seniors, I mean, these are incredible numbers, have had to get a job to pay that. And when you are the party that's been in charge and you have to have a convention, well, you just have to pretend you haven't been in charge. And that's exactly what they did.
Many.
Here's I hit that too early. This is Bernie Sanders saying, too many Americans are poor. Well, yeah. I mean, $1,069 extra a month. Lee, I don't want to give away too much financial information. That's very close to my mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Okay. A month extra. But they're outraged, man. They are on to the American people are getting poor. And by God, they're going to fix it by pretending they haven't been in control for the last almost 4 years.
Many of our fellow Americans are struggling every day to just get by, to put food on the table, to pay the rent, and to get the health care they need.
He wasn't alone. They must have told them this when they went out on the stage. Because you guys got to pretend that Trump has been in office.
I was just thinking the same thing, that you got to pretend that has there been a Republican in the White House the past 4 years.
Yeah. Right. And the Obamas did a masterful job of that, saying, we want to go, back. Well, we do too, to Trump. I mean, it was so much better. 1.4% inflation, historically low. Yeah, it was great. Yeah,
we do not need 4 more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse. America's ready for a new chapter.
We love a familiar feeling that's been buried too deep for far too long. Hope is making a comeback.
The crowd chanting back, do something.
Yeah. So anyway,
they have thrown Joe Biden under the bus, over the bus, backed it over and pulled it up. I mean, they're just running over the poor guy's body. I mean, this is sad, even for Biden.
Did you hear what she said? The crowd chanting, do something.
Yeah, do something. Yeah.
They've been in charge for 4 years. These are their policies. Remember.
Well, they have done something.
But they have. They have wrecked the middle class.
Yep.
Is what they've done. Do something, do something, do something. The funny part people didn't understand about this, the first 2 years of the Biden administration, they were able to do something, deliver that 9% bone-crushing, poverty-inducing rate of inflation because they controlled Congress. They controlled the House, and Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote in the Senate, and Joe Biden was the president. That's how, by the 2022 midterms, we ended up with 9% inflation. So just pretending they haven't been in charge, and they're there to save the American people from what? From what they did.
Yep.
It's unbelievable the way they're twisting themselves into a pretzel.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see how the left-wing media is going to respond to this if they do. There'll be a few that'll have to admit, you know, this seems odd, them saying this when the Democrats have been in control for the past 4 years.
Well, it is. I think they pointed that out pretty well, at least on Fox News. I don't know if you're going to get it in the mainstream media. Kamala Harris, believe it or not, was out there saying the same thing. She is going. This is an incredible thing. She actually said this on the campaign trail yesterday. I there's no words.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families. And when I am president, I will bring down the cost of groceries by making sure markets are competitive and fair.
Okay, so dictating prices to grocery suppliers is fair and just.
Well, okay, do it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it a year ago.
Yeah.
Again, by the way, this is her a year ago. July a year ago. So 13 months ago. Promising to lower prices. And it never happened.
President Biden and I will continue to use every tool at our disposal to bring these costs down.
And so our Build Back Better Act will bring down both child care costs and elder care costs. Of course, we are doing everything we can to lower gas prices.
Okay, gas prices have fluctuated, but that's because of market forces. It's not because of anything the Biden administration has done. But the other things she was talking about, every bit of that is false. None of that happened. None of that happened. Everything she mentioned has continued to increase in price. Everything.
29% increase in grocery prices. Again, Mark Zandi, Moody's Analytics, told Fox Business in April, $1,069 a month for a family of four, your average family of four, that's nothing but extras, extra inflation. Every month you pay another $1,100 extra just to cover the cost of inflation. Why? Because they did something that had never been done before in human history. A $2 trillion bill when they took office. So this is above and beyond the budget, okay? But what's different about that bill, it was paid for almost entirely by printing and borrowing. No real money. That is what is different between this administration and everything that's gone before. And then during that 2 years, they proceeded on average every quarter or so to pass another bill or spending something or other beyond the budget that printed another $1 trillion and borrowed it. This idea of we'll have entire $1 trillion bills with nothing but printing and borrowing. That's why the prices are what they are in the grocery store. And notice they're not promising to stop. They're not promising to do the one thing that would actually accomplish what their rhetoric says, which is, you know what? We're not going to print $1 trillion every quarter when we're back in power like we did for the first 2 years when we got to 9% inflation. They're not promising that. Because that's exactly what they're going to do if they get back in power.
You know, it's amazing. You listen to these things that Kamala Harris has said, and I think it'd be quite efficient for the Republican Party to simply package these statements by what she has said in the past.
Yeah.
Simply point out what it is now and then say, have Donald Trump say, I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message. Done. And you could do a whole series of those. You could run those for weeks heading up to the final days in the campaign.
And whoever's doing Trump's commercials is doing a masterful job. So hopefully they will. Because all of this misery they're describing, they keep saying, as Bernie Sanders did, oh, the oligarchs don't want you to come out of poverty. The oligarchs don't. What are you talking about? You guys are the oligarchs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Manuel Lopez Obrador, the former president
of Mexico,
of Mexico said that's the thing about America. Yep. It's not a democracy. It's an oligarchy. And he was absolutely right.
But Bernie, he should know.
So Bernie Sanders pretending the oligarchs have dictated these policies. No, it was the Democrats. I mean, when 80% of Wall Street donations go to the Democrat Party, mm-hmm. there's a reason for that. Only one group of people got rich off the money printing, and it was all of their Wall Street friends, the ones whose mansions are popping up like mushrooms after the rain in the D.C. suburbs and the Virginia suburbs. Those are the only lobbyists. Yeah. Those are the only people who got rich off that.
Yeah.
It was a transfer. They transferred. Think about it this way. They transferred it from you when you checked out at the grocery store, that $1,069 extra a month, to Wall Street. That's what they did. That's what printing money does. So for them to talk about oligarchs, wow, that's rich. That's who they serve. That's who got rich off of all this. It's where your money goes. They know it. Again, this election, one big IQ test, America. Democrats last checked in with Americans in 2022 to see if they had figured out who caused the 9% inflation. When Democrats took the Senate, what they learned from that was that the American people had not figured out why they were poor. And so what? They doubled down. That's what you're going to get. They're going to double, triple, quadruple down, down again till the printing press catches fire and explodes. That's their economic policy. That's it. It's not hard. It's not hard. So we'll see. And that was only the beginning of the cray cray from yesterday from the DNC, where they want to talk about everything but their record. I'll have that coming up next. It's the number one story in the U.S. I'm most fascinated by this. Like, what are people, what are they most interested in? For men and women. Number one in the U.S. right now by hits and clicks. Got a great new app that shows me that. Using here at the station. Do you know what it is? Bennifer. Bennifer is breaking up. That's right. Getting a divorce. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. By the way, that was the fourth marriage for Ben, who's known as a womanizer and a gambling addict. Real winner there, but women keep lining up for the abuse, so. Number one story in the country. They didn't make it. They actually did make it 2 years, which in all fairness is a long time for Ben Affleck in a marriage. But you know what I think is so interesting about them? I pulled this back up. From the UK Daily Mail, they noticed a trend a while back. Here's the headline. It's from April. They ask, what are the odds that both Jennifer Lopez, right, famous singer, Hollywood type, and Ben Affleck both have a transgender child? Not too high. Not too high, but they do. Ben Affleck's daughter goes by they, them pronouns and came out as Finn, rejecting her previous identity as Serafina Rose. Well, ditto for Lopez's daughter, Emmy, who's also now goes by they, them. You know what's fascinating about this? Back through all of human history, up through 2015, did you hear much talk about transgender individuals? No? Well, there was a reason for that. An actual scientific reason. Actual transgender individuals diagnosed made up roughly a quarter of 1% of the population. That's the highest estimate I could find. That's why no one talked about them, because they were nowhere. But then 2015 hit, and the gay marriage ruling and the creation by Justice Kennedy of the right to self-identity, which was given equal weight with the First Amendment, even though no one thought to mention it in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And Jonathan Turley warned the right to self-identity would bump up. And all of the sudden, everybody's got a transgender kid. How is that possible? So UK Daily Mail back in April, writing about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, who in their blended family, five kids total, had two transgender kids. What is the mathematical odds of that? It's just, that's not possible. Headline, as Ben Affleck's daughter comes out as Finn, not Serafina anymore, why are so many A-list celebrities' children trans and non-binary? I don't know. You tell me. Looks like a fad to me. I don't know how you raise a child to get to that point. That's fascinating. Anyway, the marriage is over. The marriage is over. All right, coming up on the show, folks, you are about to potentially watch, this is history, unless the Supreme Court changes their mind. This is history. You are about to watch the first presidential election potentially decided by the illegal immigrant vote. By the non-citizen vote. In Arizona, which Donald Trump lost by 10,000 votes to Joe Biden, There is a voter roll that has over 30,000 voters registered on it. It's a very special voter roll. Special because the people on it could not prove they were U.S. citizens. You know why? They're not. Wait a minute. Isn't it illegal for you to vote in a federal election if you're a non-citizen? Yes, it is. It's illegal in Arizona. It's illegal nationally. But that's never stopped the Democrats. So coming up at 8:03, this is one of the most important lawsuits of my life and your life. Because we're looking at the illegal immigrants potentially getting the vote. I kid you not. We are this close to that. This is a huge story. I've been warning about it for the first time in the Federalist. We've been able to get the number of how many are on that roll. It's 30,000 plus. They think potentially 40,000, but at least 30,000 on that voter roll. So, yeah, you're probably a little confused. Wait, what? Arizona has, I kid you not, a separate voter roll for illegal immigrants and non-citizens. Well, so wait, all of those 30,000 registrations are illegal, though. It's illegal to register. Not just to vote, but to register. Yes, they are. Every one of them. Wait a minute. So theoretically, an attorney general or other prosecutor could go right down the list to prosecute all of them for registering? Yes, they could. How do we get here? Huh? But the Republicans have woken up from their deep and long slumber and are going, oh, no. Because, folks, 30,000, again, Joe Biden won Arizona by 10K. Who mainly are on the list? They say, well, it's the Secretary of State says it's mainly young people. Yeah, you know why? They're illegal immigrants. They're dreamers. So what Arizona did, because it's the problem, it's a border state, so many illegals in that state, and then just non-citizens came here to go to Disney World, decided they'd stay a while. Now they want to vote, even though they just got here last year, overstayed their visa, and currently are in violation of federal law. But they're Democrats, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, here's what's going on in Arizona. Those 30,000 are about to vote. They're about to vote. Arizona passed a law saying, hey, you got to prove you're a citizen to register and to vote. The Ninth Circuit, which is very liberal, which is where Arizona is in that part of the country, said, no, we're suspending the law. The Democrats, Joe Biden and the Department of Injustice are suing, I kid you not, right now for the right for that 30,000 to vote. Katie bar the door if they get it. So the GOP has woken up from its extremely long slumber and went, the Democrats are about to give illegals the right to vote, steal Arizona. Yeah, they go steal Arizona. On a raft of illegal votes, built on a raft of illegal registrations. So the Republican Party, the RNC, and the local party are begging the Supreme Court right now for an emergency stay. In other words, stay the Ninth Circuit ruling. Let the law go forward so that only citizens can vote in federal elections. By the way, guess who will rule on whether it goes forward? Elena Kagan, liberal justice. This is one of those, you have an emergency ruling, you're asking for a stay, a single court justice can rule. She ain't gonna give us a stay. We have to beat 30,000 non-citizens, every one of whom are committing a felony by voting. And really, probably it's gonna be the Democrat Party voting for them. You know how that works. Yep. Gotta love those absentee ballots. Trump better win a landslide. Again, folks, how long have I been talking about this? 2 years now? Now, the good news is we're going to hear from Attorney General Alan Wilson at 8 o'clock. He's one of the 24 attorney generals in Republican states who are freaking out over this, and they should be. Join the lawsuit. Why? Because illegal immigrants, I kid you not, are on the verge of getting the right to vote. Yes, they'll be breaking the law if they do it, but nobody cares. Because dual justice. How, y'all, how?
I am committed to passing a Green New Deal, creating clean jobs, and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right? And then there has to be legislation. But yes, and this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue.
The price of gasoline is almost double what she inherited, but she don't care. I don't know. Anybody who would listen to her, this woman would go tell him how she was going to eliminate fossil fuel. Here, for example, is Kamala Harris on Jimmy Kimmel.
What's the first thing we need to do to give us all some relief?
Well, let me start by saying this. Climate change is the single greatest threat facing our world today.
Uh-huh.
That's why I am committed to passing a Green New Deal, creating clean jobs, and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all.
Mama Kamala just don't give a frack.
Yeah, here's the problem. Roughly 28% of our GDP every quarter, that's our economy, comes from fossil-based fuels that are fracked right out of the ground. So how will she replace this? She doesn't know. But we got to save the earth, right? I mean, it is the biggest existential threat. She just explained it, right? But she didn't believe that. She's lying. Yeah. Democrats believe in climate change like they believe in Santa Claus. And I could prove it. I could prove it. A person who believed the world was about to burn up and she had to save us all from it would not do what she did yesterday. She's up in the air in Air Force Two, right? Flying around as the elites do. She had her plane circle for 10 minutes extra, almost 15 minutes extra, according to CNN, so she could listen to her husband's speech at the DNC. She wasn't there, but Doug was giving a speech, the second gentleman. According to a White House pool report, Air Force Two, the vice president's plane, arrived over Chicago, where the convention was being held, but circled around for almost 15 minutes before landing so Harris could watch the end of Emhoff's speech. This is the woman who, before she changed her views on everything, wanted to completely end fossil fuel, force you at the point of a gun, because that's what it's going to be to buy an electric car, and end fossil fuels. For you, not for her. Now, she just fly around up there. If you actually believe the world was on the verge of burning up and you had to save the world by breaking the back of America, financially eliminating 28% of the economy, would you do that? No. No. And you know what else you wouldn't do if you thought the seas were going to rise? You wouldn't build one of your mansions right on the shore at Martha's Vineyard like the Obamas did yesterday. Or like the Obamas have done. And what are they talking about? Climate change. They don't believe in it. Or they wouldn't build right where the water is supposed to surge. Look, the Democrat leadership is evil, but they're not dumb. They too have noticed what I have noticed, that since 1989, they've been saying in 10 years, we're going to lose Florida. We're going to lose parts of India. Why? It's going to be underwater. They're smart enough to notice that hasn't happened, but their voters aren't. So they keep using it. And they lie. So that's Kamala Harris, y'all. That's Queen Kamala. She's going to make you buy an electric vehicle that's so expensive you can't afford to have two cars. She's going to make sure there's no fossil fuel. She's going to destroy 28% of the economy by banning fracking. Why? To battle climate change that she knows isn't real, or she wouldn't have kept Air Force Two in the air so she could watch his speech. That's what royalty does. They have everyone else lay their coat down so they can wheel their wagon right over the puddle. And it won't splash. That's Kamala Harris. That's who she is. Who is Michelle Obama? Folks, they don't have a thing to campaign on. Can you imagine being them? You've broken the back of the middle class. You've added $1,069 extra a month, according to Moody's Analytics. Take it up with them. To the average American's bills, that's average family of four, a month. You've crushed people with inflation. You can't talk about any of that. So what do you talk about? Oh, you lie. You lie. Michelle Obama yesterday, for the first time, we've never known this before, claiming that she had her kids through IVF and that Trump would ban in vitro fertilization.
Taking away our freedom to control our bodies the freedom to become a mother through IVF like I did?
Curious she became a mother that way. That's interesting. I didn't know that. I wonder if that's a total lie too. Because she was trashing Trump, saying Trump's going to ban it. Okay. Here's the Liberal Associated Press, their media, not ours, February 24, 2024. Ahead of South Carolina primary, Trump says he strongly supports IVF. Says Republicans want to create and expand families. We are pro-family. And he wanted to make it easier for mothers and fathers to have IVF, not harder. So they're just lying. Trump wants to ban my IVF. No. Well, the two-tier justice system rolls on. Is the Department of Injustice interested in the 30,000 illegal immigrants and non-citizens currently illegally registered to vote in Arizona? Every one of them could be prosecuted. No. No, they're busy fighting for the rights of people like this, no matter what hell they put their neighbors through. Folks, have you noticed something? In our society, the mentally ill are gaining a vaunted status over the rest of us. Probably because they mostly vote Democrat, I think. I think that's it. Did you read about this? It's this woman in Manhattan. By the way, this is the number two top trending story in this country right now. This is what people are talking about. A woman in Manhattan, she had a Manhattan apartment. She moves in with her three emotional support parrots. Very noisy parrots. And proceeds to drive her neighbors stark, raving, mad. But nobody cares. No. Everybody has to bow to the emotional support parrot woman. Neighbor Charlotte Cullen started complaining in 2015. She says, "I wake up still with nightmares of them screaming in my head. Birds screeching." Does she care about her neighbors? No, she's a liberal. It's whatever she wants. These are the same people who hold up the entire plane by bringing their emotional support gator. Anyway, after numerous complaints, the apartment board began eviction proceedings as her neighbors begged for mercy. But she submitted letters from her psychiatrist explaining that she's nuts and needs birds for her mental well-being. Three of them. Have you ever seen a parrot cage? Never mind. I can't imagine the stench in a little apartment like that. By the way, the stench is a problem too, but nobody cares. Now it's all about her. Got to defer to the mentally ill person. Are we not seeing this in every facet of our life? Anyway, the board said, we're not buying it. Made her move out. She sublet her apartment because you could buy apartments there. But she filed a Federal Fair Housing complaint and the Department of Injustice got involved. Wow, we wish we could get them this interested in the 30,000 strong illegal immigrant voter roll in Arizona where they're about to vote illegally, but nobody cares. No, it's about the emotional support parents. This is what your tax dollars pay for. Anyway, she won the largest ever assistance animal award. $165,000 she got paid. She gets to move back in, terrorize her neighbors, and the co-op has to pay her an additional $565,000 for shares in her apartment. Oh, and they need to adopt a reasonable accommodation policy for assistance animals. What if this woman wants to move a gorilla in? How about an emotional support tiger? Or how about this? Do you see this? Wally, headline. Wally, an emotional support gator with a devoted following, has disappeared. If you've seen Wally, you might want to contact his owner. Disappeared from a trip from Lebanon, Pennsylvania to Brunswick, Georgia. Emotional support gator. He was taken out of his enclosure back on April 21st while in the Brunswick area visiting friends. Apparently did not give a damn about the patient. A week later, there's no sign of Wally. Maybe he's in New York.
I am committed to passing a Green New Deal, creating clean jobs, and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right? And then there has to be legislation. But yes, and this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue.
The price of gasoline is almost double what she inherited, but she don't care. Oh, no. Anybody who would listen to her, this woman would go tell them how she was going to eliminate fossil fuel. Here, for example, is Kamala Harris on Jimmy Kimmel.
But what's the first thing we need to do to give us all some relief?
Well, let me start by saying this. Climate change is the single greatest threat facing our world today.
Uh-huh.
That's why I am committed to passing a Green New Deal, creating clean jobs, and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all.
Mama La Kamala just don't give a frack.
Yeah, here's the problem. Roughly 28% of our GDP every quarter, that's our economy, comes from fossil-based fuels that are fracked right out of the ground. So how will she replace this? She doesn't know. But we got to save the earth, right? I mean, it is the biggest existential threat. She just explained it, right? But she didn't believe that. She's lying. Yeah. Democrats believe in climate change like they believe in Santa Claus. And I could prove it. I could prove it. A person who believed the world was about to burn up and she had to save us all from it would not do what she did yesterday. She's up in the air in Air Force Two, right? Flying around as the elites do. She had her plane circle for 10 minutes extra, almost 15 minutes extra, according to CNN, so she could listen to her husband's speech at the DNC. She wasn't there, but Doug was giving a speech, the second gentleman. According to a White House pool report, Air Force Two, the vice president's plane, arrived over Chicago, where the convention was being held, but circled around for almost 15 minutes before landing so Harris could watch the end of Emhoff's speech. This is the woman who, before she changed her views on everything, wanted to completely end fossil fuel, force you at the point of a gun, because that's what it's going to be to buy an electric car, and end fossil fuels. For you, not for her. Now, she just fly around up there. If you actually believe the world was on the verge of burning up and you had to save the world by breaking the back of America, financially eliminating 28% of the economy, would you do that? No. No. And you know what else you wouldn't do if you thought the seas were going to rise? You wouldn't build one of your mansions right on the shore at Martha's Vineyard like the Obamas did yesterday, or like the Obamas have done. And what are they talking about? Climate change. They don't believe in it. Or they wouldn't build right where the water is supposed to surge. Look, the Democrat leadership is evil, but they're not dumb. They, too, have noticed what I have noticed, that since 1989, they've been saying in 10 years, we're going to lose Florida. We're going to lose parts of India. Why? It's going to be underwater. They're smart enough to notice that hasn't happened, but their voters aren't. So they keep using it. And they lie. So that's Kamala Harris, y'all. That's Queen Kamala. She's going to make you buy an electric vehicle that's so expensive you can't afford to have two cars. She's going to make sure there's no fossil fuel. She's going to destroy 28% of the economy by banning fracking. Why? To battle climate change that she knows isn't real, or she wouldn't have kept Air Force Two in the air so she could watch his speech. That's what royalty does. They have everyone else lay their coat down so they can wheel their wagon right over the puddle. And it won't splash. That's Kamala Harris. That's who she is. Who is Michelle Obama? Folks, they don't have a thing to campaign on. Can you imagine being them? You've broken the back of the middle class. You've added $1,069 extra a month, according to Moody's Analytics. Take it up with them. to the average American's bills, that's average family of four, a month. You've crushed people with inflation. You can't talk about any of that. So what do you talk about? Oh, you lie. You lie. Michelle Obama yesterday, for the first time, we've never known this before, claiming that she had her kids through IVF and that Trump would ban in vitro fertilization.
Taking away our freedom to control our bodies, the freedom to become a mother through IVF like I did.
Curious she became a mother that way. That's interesting. I didn't know that. I wonder if that's a total lie too. Because she was trashing Trump, saying Trump's going to ban it. Okay, here's the Liberal Associated Press, their media, not ours, February 24, 2024. Ahead of South Carolina primary, Trump says he strongly supports IVF. Says Republicans want to create and expand families. We are pro-family. And he wanted to make it easier for mothers and fathers to have IVF, not harder. So they're just lying. Trump wants to ban my IVF. No. Well, the two-tier justice system rolls on. Is the Department of Injustice interested in the 30,000 illegal immigrants and non-citizens currently illegally registered to vote in Arizona? Every one of them could be prosecuted. No. No, they're busy fighting for the rights of people like this, no matter what hell they put their neighbors through. Folks, have you noticed something? In our society, the mentally ill are gaining a vaunted status over the rest of us. Probably because they mostly vote Democrat, I think. I think that's it. Did you read about this? It's this woman in Manhattan. By the way, this is the number two top trending story in this country right now. This is what people are talking about. A woman in Manhattan, she had a Manhattan apartment. She moves in with her three emotional support parrots. Very noisy parrots. And proceeds to drive her neighbors stark, raving, mad. But nobody cares. No. Everybody has to bow to the emotional support parrot woman. Neighbor Charlotte Cullen started complaining in 2015. She says, I wake up still with nightmares of them screaming in my head. Birds screeching. Does she care about her neighbors? No, she's a liberal. It's whatever she wants. These are the same people who hold up the entire plane by bringing their emotional support gator. Anyway, after numerous complaints, the apartment board began eviction proceedings as her neighbors begged for mercy. But she submitted letters from her psychiatrist explaining that she's nuts and needs birds for her mental well-being. Three of them. Have you ever seen a parrot cage? Never mind. I can't imagine the stench in a little apartment like that. By the way, the stench is a problem too, but nobody cares. Now it's all about her. Got to defer to the mentally ill person. Are we not seeing this in every facet of our life? Anyway, the board said, we're not buying it. Made her move out. She sublet her apartment because you could buy apartments there. But she filed a Federal Fair Housing complaint and the Department of Injustice got involved. Wow, we wish we could get them this interested in the 30,000 strong illegal immigrant voter roll in Arizona where they're about to vote illegally, but nobody cares. No, it's about the emotional support parents. This is what your tax dollars pay for. Anyway, she won. The largest ever assistance animal award. $165,000 she got paid. She gets to move back in, terrorize her neighbors, and the co-op has to pay her an additional $565,000 for shares in her apartment. Oh, and they need to adopt a reasonable accommodation policy for assistance animals. What if this woman wants to move a gorilla in? How about an emotional support tiger? Or how about this? Do you see this? Wally, headline. Wally, an emotional support gator. with a devoted following has disappeared. If you've seen Wally, you might want to contact his owner. Disappeared from a trip from Lebanon, Pennsylvania to Brunswick, Georgia. Emotional support gator. He was taken out of his enclosure back on April 21st while in the Brunswick area visiting friends. Apparently did not give a damn about the patient. A week later, there's no sign of Wally. Maybe he's in New York. Well, the two-tier justice system rolls on. Is the Department of Injustice interested in the 30,000 illegal immigrants and non-citizens currently illegally registered to vote in Arizona? Every one of them could be prosecuted. No, they're busy fighting for the rights of people like this, no matter what hell they put their neighbors through. Folks, have you noticed something? In our society, the mentally ill are gaining a vaunted status over the rest of us. Probably because they mostly vote Democrat, I think. I think that's it. Did you read about this? It's this woman in Manhattan. By the way, this is the number two top trending story in this country right now. This is what people are talking about. A woman in Manhattan. She had a Manhattan apartment. She moves in with her three emotional support parrots. Very noisy parrots. And proceeds to drive her neighbors stark, raving, mad. But nobody cares. No. Everybody has to bow to the emotional support parrot woman. Neighbor Charlotte Cullen started complaining in 2015. She says, "I wake up still with nightmares of them screaming in my head. Birds screeching." Does she care about her neighbors? No, she's a liberal. It's whatever she wants. These are the same people who hold up the entire plane by bringing their emotional support gator. Anyway, after numerous complaints, the apartment board began eviction proceedings as her neighbors begged for mercy. But she submitted letters from her psychiatrist explaining that she's nuts and needs birds for her mental well-being. Three of them. Have you ever seen a parrot cage? Never mind. I can't imagine the stench in a little apartment like that. By the way, the stench is a problem too, but nobody cares. Now it's all about her. Got to defer to the mentally ill person. Are we not seeing this in every facet of our life? Anyway, the board said, "We're not buying it." Made her move out. She sublet her apartment because you could buy apartments there. But she filed a Federal Fair Housing complaint, and the Department of Injustice got involved. Wow, we wish we could get them this interested in the 30,000 strong illegal immigrant voter roll in Arizona, where they're about to vote illegally, but nobody cares. No, it's about the emotional support parrots. This is what your tax dollars pay for. Anyway, she won the largest ever assistance animal award. $165,000 she got paid. She gets to move back in, terrorize her neighbors, and the co-op has to pay her an additional $565,000 for shares in her apartment. Oh, and they need to adopt a reasonable accommodation policy for assistance animals. What if this woman wants to move a gorilla in? How about an emotional support tiger? Or how about this? Do you see this? Wally, headline. Wally, an emotional support gator with a devoted following, has disappeared. If you've seen Wally, you might want to contact his owner. Disappeared from a trip from Lebanon, Pennsylvania to Brunswick, Georgia. Emotional support gator. He was taken out of his enclosure back on April 21st while in the Brunswick area visiting friends. Apparently did not give a damn about the patient. A week later, there's no sign of Wally. Maybe he's in New York.